This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Stephen Skeeter.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. For some Americans, the 2004 presidential election still is not over. They say the results are suspect and point to attempts to suppress the vote, equipment shortages, and vote counts open to question. NPR's Pam Fessler reports.
Most of those who question the election results are clearly supporters of Democrat John Kerry, but they say it's not just about who won or lost, but about a process that left thousands of voters frustrated. They almost unanimously reject the conclusion of most election officials and experts who say while there were problems on Election Day, voting overall went well. Bob Mills of Connecticut was a poll watcher in Florida and one of almost 400 activists who came to Capitol Hill this week to express their frustration.
I saw one example of a Kerry vote switched for Bush. The woman could be heard screaming from inside the poll site, "I voted for Kerry. The machine recorded my vote for Bush." As a poll watcher, I thought very little about this except there was an error in the machine.
Until that night when he saw television reports about the same problem occurring elsewhere, each time with Kerry votes showing up as votes for President Bush.
I have yet to hear of a single vote for Bush being switched to Kerry. And my question is there any explanation within the world of computer science or higher mathematics other than fraud for this anomaly?
Those applauding were at this forum, sponsored by Common Cause, the Leadership Conference on Civil Rights, and the Century Foundation, because they're upset so little is being done to address their concerns. They're part of a small but energized network of voters who've largely come together over the Internet, and they weren't happy with the answer they got from panelist David Dill, a computer scientist at Stanford University and one of the first people to question the reliability of electronic voting machines.
If I were to change votes from one candidate to another, I would not advertise it to the voter. I don't know what this problem is, and it needs to be investigated, but I'm certainly not going to call it fraud.
Because actually, the people that had that problem when we checked into it were able to change their votes.
That's MIT professor Ted Selker, who said there were indeed reports of Bush votes being switched to Kerry. What people at the meeting did agree on is that it's difficult to verify the results of electronic voting equipment without some paper ballot backup. They also noted that lots of voters complained of confusion and intimidation at the polls. Nell Thompson of Baltimore helped monitor voting in Youngstown, Ohio, primarily in the white neighborhoods.
There were no lines. At the same time that other people in the inner cities were standing there for hours in the rain. And I think there have just been tremendous inequities in this election.
She says she's not sure whether the equipment shortages were intentional to keep down the vote, but it's one of many things she'd like to see investigated. Several House Democrats say they too want answers, and they held their own forum yesterday on Capitol Hill. John Conyers is the ranking Democrat on the Judiciary Committee.
In this country, every vote counts. It doesn't make a difference if it's close or not close. It doesn't matter whether the votes have been certified or the Electoral College has met.
But he and other Democrats admit without Republican support, there's very little they can do in Congress other than to expose any problems. So they've asked the Government Accountability Office to do an investigation. They'll also monitor a recount effort in Ohio, which has been requested by the Green and Libertarian Party candidates and which could begin next week. Other activists expect to file a lawsuit this week contesting the Ohio results. Carlo Leparo is spokesman for Ohio Republican Secretary of State Kenneth Blackwell. He says the state welcomes the scrutiny, and he believes in the end people will find that Ohio conducted a good and fair election. He says allegations that officials tried to suppress the minority vote by not having enough machines in urban precincts is ludicrous because Democrats oversee elections in those areas.
You hear allegations, but, you know, essentially there's no proof of any widespread irregularity. There is no proof of any fraud. Our system can withstand scrutiny. It is a sound system. It's a bipartisan system.
And one that this week, after a county-by-county review of the votes, declared President Bush to be the winner in Ohio. Pam Fessler, NPR News, Washington.